congratulations to Eric Colmis from the South O'Brien FFA chapter in Iowa. He is an American Star and Agribusiness finalist. Eric, start me off by telling me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Eric Colmis. I am currently a senior at Kansas State University majoring in ag education. I grew up in Northwest Iowa on a diversified crop and livestock farm.
Let's talk more about your SAE project in agri-science.
Yeah, so my research SAE was all about switchgrass and prairie cordgrass and how to increase their ethanol yield and the protein value of the byproducts.
Where did you get that idea from to make that your SAE?
So I was interested in ethanol as being an Iowan. It's a huge industry in our state, and took a lot from ruminant nutrition and how we feed cattle to the industry of cellulosic ethanol because it's very similar processes.
Who helped you throughout that process?
I had a lot of help from my parents, my advisors, the folks at Little Sioux Corn Processors, our local ethanol plant, who helped me with all my data analysis and helped me with all those things that I couldn't do on my own.
Can you give me a little recap of what you learned from all your data analysis?
Yeah, I learned that when you pre-treat switchgrass and prairie cordgrass with hydrated limestone, you can increase the ethanol yield along with the protein value of byproducts, which you can feed as a livestock feed.
So talk to me about maybe some challenges that you've had to overcome throughout this process.
Absolutely. So I live in far rural Iowa, so we don't have facilities that are normally acceptable for your run-of-the-mill ethanol production. So instead I did it in my basement of my own home, which is a little redneck, but we made it work, and I had to adapt and change the way I did things to fit the environment that I was in.
So on the other side, what has been a big learning lesson that you have come away from this experience?
I think the most I've learned through this experience is how intertwined everything in agriculture is. Hey, you can't just have something work on the crop side or something work on the livestock side. They all have to blend together for some of these complex problems to be solved effectively.
Who would you like to thank through helping you with this process?
I'd like to thank my parents, Doug and Lisa Comas, my advisor, Mr. Eric Cum, my science teacher, Mr. Kevin Brasser, and Little Sioux Corn Processors for all they've done.
What does the future look like for you?
Yeah, so I'm currently a senior in ag ed, and upon graduation next May, I will be a high school agriculture teacher and FFA advisor.
Congratulations to Eric Colmis from the South O'Brien FFA chapter in Iowa, one of your American Star and Agribusiness finalists. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.